nor a golden crown, but splendid red Morocco shoes. They were certainly far handsomer than those Dame Shoemaker had made for little Karen. Nothing in the world can be compared with red shoes. Now Karen was old enough to be confirmed. She had new clothes and was to have new shoes also. The rich shoemaker in the city took the measure of her little foot. This took place at his house, in his room, where stood large glass cases filled with elegant shoes and brilliant boots. All this looked charming, but the old lady could not see well and so had no pleasure in them. In the midst of all the shoes stood a pair of red ones, just like those the princess had worn. How beautiful they were! The shoemaker said also they had been made for the child of a count, but had not fitted. "That must be patent leather," said the old lady. "They shine so." "Yes, they shine," said Karen, "and they fitted and were bought. But the old lady knew nothing about their being red.